trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Choose the Right by Weston W. with help from his family. Every morning when my mom drops us off at school, she tells us she loves us and then says, choose the right. I always say, choose the right, right back. It makes me feel good to know that my whole family is doing their best during the day to make Heavenly Father happy. A girl in my class is quiet and sometimes scared to talk. I always try to watch out for her at recess and make sure that nothing hurts her. I am glad to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I gave a talk in primary last month about letting my light shine, and I try to shine it wherever I go. Weston W., age 6, Missouri. Fishing for a Mom by Elias S. The other day, my mom and brother and I went to the aquarium. We were looking at the seahorses when my brother saw a little boy crying. My mom asked him if he was lost. He said he couldn't find his mom. My mom comforted him. Then we started looking for his mom, but couldn't find her. Finally, we took him to a worker, and after a while, we saw the boy again. He was with his mom. The worker helped him find her. I felt a good, warm feeling because we had helped the little boy. I knew it was the right thing to do. Elias S., age 10, Utah.
I will not partake of things that are harmful to me. By Madeline D. I went to the movies with my friend, and she bought me a cold drink. When I asked her what the drink was, she told me that it was iced tea. I told her that I didn't drink tea. She tried to convince me to take one drink, but I told her no thank you. Finally, the movie started, and we enjoyed it without any more trouble. I'm glad I didn't take the tea because I know the Heavenly Father gave us the word of wisdom. Madeline D., age 8, Alberta, Canada.
Be Kind to Animals by Jenna J. with help from her mom. There are lots of stray cats and dogs where I live. They don't have a home, so my mom and I decided to do something about it. Now we work with the animal shelter. We often take care of kittens at our house until they are ready to be adopted. We live in the country, so there's plenty of room. We're fostering a litter of kittens and their mom right now. One of the kittens needs special care because she's tiny and the other kittens shove her out of the way. Sometimes she can get a drink of milk from her mother, but other times we have to feed her with formula. We squirt it into her mouth. Being kind to animals is one way we can try to be like Jesus. And being kind to animals reminds us to be kind to people. Jenna J., age 6, Idaho. A Reading Lesson by Santiago M. Last year, I was on the school bus when some older kids asked me if I knew how to read. I told them that I did. And they said, if you know how to read, read that word written on the bus. So I did, and to my surprise, it was a bad word. I felt so bad because I want to make Jesus happy. And now you know that saying bad words makes him sad. I talked to my mom, and now if someone asks me to read something, first I read it in my mind. Then if it is not a bad word, I read it out loud. I want to keep the commandments and follow Heavenly Father's plan. Santiago M., age 7, Indiana.
Note, the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.